you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Welcome to Market Friends for Thursday, January the 12th, 2023. I'm your host, Donna Lehman. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. My guest today is Juanita Morris. Juanita has served alongside the ministry here of WLUJ for many years in different volunteer capacities. She right now is on the prayer team that meets the first Tuesday of every month. I met her through Share Events, which was wonderful to have her be there answering phones and just being the light in the room that she always is. Welcome, Juanita.
Hello. Nice to be here.
We really couldn't do what we need to get done here at these radio stations without the help of volunteers. So thanks so much. The reason I'm having you on today, Juanita, is because of your expertise and your background. Tell us a little bit about your work history.
I worked for the state of Illinois in budgeting and grants management, was fiscal officer for a short period, that totaled 10 years with the state, then went to the city of Springfield in their budget office with some accounting responsibility.
So today, when you're not spending your time helping other people get through their tax issues and retirement issues, you are an avid radio listener. And a few years back, God actually used Christian radio to give you the wisdom to embark on a fresh journey. Tell us about it.
Well, my major is in public administration with an emphasis on governmental accounting. After about 9 or 10 years, I was still at the state, but I was saying to the Lord, I'd like to stay in numbers. I like numbers, but I want to go in a slightly different direction. And I didn't know what that would be exactly. I was driving home one evening. This would have been about 1989 or so. And I was listening to Christian radio. It was Larry Burkett, who had Money Matters at that time. Since his death has transitioned to Money Wise, which is on these stations that you can listen to. And they were discussing the financial planning certification, which was relatively new. That caught my interest. I actually contacted Larry Burkett Ministries and said, what were those two colleges you mentioned? They gave me the two. And from there, I registered, got my certification. And my interest was basically in tax planning. They have 5 modules, retirement, estate, investment, insurance, and tax planning. And that's where my preference is with retirement planning.
You know, Juanita, what really put you on my radar was I was talking to a friend of mine, and he mentioned how he had gotten with you and you assisted him in preparing his taxes. I don't think he'd ever used a tax planner before. And so he was just amazed and, you know, hoped that at least he wouldn't get audited. But instead, you found him an incredible sizable return based upon things he had no idea about. So, you know, when is it the right time to bring in the big guns, so to speak, and get some assistance with our taxes?
How I get many people new is the result that they get an IRS letter and they don't know what to do with it. In fact, a lot of them come in with the letter and they're almost holding it and giving it to me between two fingers as if it's toxic. But, you know, you have to take it out and kind of look at it and say, okay, this is the situation. Long story short, whereas IRS was needing more information, and the way they were looking at it was as if this person would owe more. The final line is that we found that some income was overstated, and then they were not taking the opportunity of the credits that they could utilize. We were able to resolve the 2020. And then after some discussion, because when you come in, I'm not going to just look at the letter and that's it. No, after some discussion, we looked back and said, oh, there's some things we can do in the prior 2 years and amend. You have up to 3 years to do an amendment. And so by doing those 3 years in combination, instead of owing more money to IRS, IRS owed them almost $10,000. So needless to say, they were very happy.
And you know, the Lord really used that in his life, didn't he, Juanita? Because he not only got that huge return, but it ended up, he had a hospital bill that he acquired. And so he was able to pay that off, plus have, I think, $3,000 left over. I mean, that's pretty good pizza money. My husband and I, we've always, you know, done TurboTax and tried to do it on our own. But things are getting really complicated. And I think this is going to be the year that we go ahead and spend the money and bring in a professional. And because I guess I was too cheap before, but now I'm seeing it's actually costing us by not getting all the credits that are due us. Well, what does a basic tax preparer, what do they cost these days?
The average cost varies according to if you're just doing an individual return, if you have a small business or rental, that type of thing. So with most professionals, you're going to look at starting at about, I'll say, $200-$300. You will find some people like me, we're a little bit under that. You can go and Google what is the average cost in your area. There have been two associations. The National Society of Accountants has done a survey, and I think one other association, and they've surveyed preparers in the area to see what the average price would be in your particular area.
Maybe sometimes it just helps to bring in some fresh eyes that would notice some things that we haven't in the past. We've had a lot of changes in our house this past year. Very complicated movement of many different, you know, properties and investments and just weird stuff that I think we're definitely going to have to pull in the people who know what they're doing.
Yes, that's where the best time to consider a professional. And that is that you are looking at a new situation. And the other thing that has been happening in the past, I'm going to say 6 years, is that Congress has decided that it needs to pass major tax law change every year. So to keep track of those changes, you may not be able to do it. The other thing that I find with the tax software when people use it is more often than not, I find people do cheat themselves. And it's because the software has been getting better, but it's such that if you don't know how to answer that particular question, then the software is going to do a good return for you, but it may not do the best return. Like in the situation of the folks that we just talked about just now, it was that if they had just put in a certain code, that would have shown that they were exempt from that tax. And so that's where part of the savings came.
Actually, looking back now, kind of wish when my husband retired that we might have gotten some outside advice concerning the lump sum and all those other decisions.
And that's the other thing that I do suggest, that when there is a change in life event, it is a good idea to even talk to the professional before you do the action. Some of my clients that are established with me, they'll say, Juanita, you know, I am considering retirement. How do I take out my pension money? Because there are some cases where there's the options. Do you do a lump sum? Do you do a partial? And those various things. And your employers, for the most part, will say that they can't give you advice because they're not a professional. And so there you are left with, well, what do I do? And they don't want the liability. So that's the result. And I do find that that is one of the major transition times come retirement that people aren't sure what to do. And usually if it might take a transition of 1 to 2 years for your taxes as well as for knowing where you are income-wise for living expenses as to what you need to do. And that does take some planning. And in most cases, it is worthwhile to spend a little so that you don't have that big hit.
I'm sure with some of your clients, you're that gentle dove holding their hand and encouraging them. But for some other ones, you've had to be kind of a financial pit bull.
Well, the other thing that I tend to do, which this is why I stay more with individual taxes versus business. I like dealing with the different situations that come into me because they vary. And sometimes I have to be the coach, or I'm also the sympathetic ear. I get all kinds of things because finances are emotional. People make decisions more by emotions than anything. And a lot of it is fear that is out there that causes people to procrastinate. They don't want to make the wrong decision or have regrets. And so that kind of freezes them from doing anything. And that's where you have to be prayerful. We're not given a spirit of fear. So to take that step, I mean, I had to shake with someone because they were in a situation where they did take money out of their retirement. The broker did not advise them. Nothing was taken out. They come and they have this huge tax liability. Fortunately, they came in where they had literally 3 business days in order to put some of that money back. You have 60 days to kind of do a redo, so to speak. So they had the 3 days to do it. And so I said, how much of that is left that you have? And they told me that they had a significant amount. So I said, well, you need to go and do a rollover. Now, he began to say, I don't know if I have time to do that. And I literally yelled, raised my voice, and I said, you don't have time to save $25,000? That's how much he would save.
Wow.
And that kind of shook him. It got his attention. And he went in and he did his rollover and came back. I said, now I can't do the tax until I see that you've actually done the rollover. And he did. And so we were able to save him at least $25,000. He still owed something, but we minimized the impact. Yes. So
we're enjoying the financial fellowship of our friend Juanita Morris, a wonderful volunteer at the WLUJ family of stations and also a professional CPA and tax planner. We'll continue our conversation after this song and try to find out if there's anything on the horizon that we should be having a heads up with when it comes to tax laws on Mark and Friends.
We lift our voices. We lift our hands, we lift our lives up to you. We are an offering. Lord, use our voices. Lord, use our hands. Lord, use our lives.
You're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Media and WLUJ Family of Stations. Our guest today, Juanita Morris. She's a CPA, a tax planner, and also helps people establish retirement issues as well. You know, Juanita, you were telling me recently you came into some new information. And again, it's always changing, the tax laws. And maybe that's why we need maybe some professional eyes for our returns.
Oddly enough, the one thing that I have gotten just in the last week or so is, how do I fill out my W-4? One of the things that a lot of people have been asking me recently is, how do I fill out that new W-4? The W-4 came into play back actually 2019, but what has happened is that with the pandemic and people switching jobs, they no longer have that old W-4. They need to fill out a new one. The new ones are geared so that you break even. In other words, you're not going to get a big refund. And people like refunds. Statistics show people like to use the U.S. Treasury as their savings account. So the thing is that if you fill it out exactly as it says, the number of dependents you have, the income you're expecting, they're going to take out just enough to cover that. Well, the problem comes into play if you have a part-time job or they're not going to take that much out of it. They're looking at that part-time job as the only job that you have. Or say, when you combine two incomes, you're now in a higher bracket. So they're taking out enough, each of you, for the lower bracket, but then you combine it, you no longer have enough withheld, and so you possibly now owe where you used to always get refunds. And so that is beginning to shock people. I had so many people this past year grumbling. I actually had two people in tears, literally, because they now owed rather than had a refund. So when you fill that new W-4 out, you do have the option of, say, if you have two dependents, maybe you say you just have the one. Or the quick and easy way is there's that last line that says take an additional amount out. You create your own refund then. In other words, you figure out how many pays you have. If it's 26, say you want $10 a pay, you now have $260 refund. That's a quick way to figure out, you know, just how much do you want coming back at the end. For most people, it's a vacation or to pay their taxes. That's my top two requests.
I think I'd rather have that money sitting in my bank account.
A lot of people do. That's those who really understand the taxes, and that's what it's geared to. So you're the type of person who would fill it out, and you would get exactly what you want. In other words, then the government is saying, we'd like to give your money to you during the year, not for you to wait at the end of the year and get the refund. And so, you know, you're the type of person who says, I can do my own management of my money. But like I said, statistics show majority of people, they want the refund.
Well, thank you, Juanita. Thanks so much for investing your time with us today on Mark and Friends.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it so much. I do have to say one thing more.
Yeah.
And this is something that a lot of people don't do. I didn't learn it in the books, came from a pastor friend, and he suggests pray over your taxes.
Wow.
So once you are done with the planning and the adjusting with the holding and you've mailed in your return, pray over your taxes that they will be used in the right way for godly things. Those are just examples of some things you can pray.
Never heard that one before. Thank you so much, Juanita, for your godly wisdom concerning finances.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland. On the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, Pastor Jason Chiffo, he returns along with others who lend their voice to their Wednesday event. It's recorded and it's aired for you on Friday. That's all coming up on Mark and Friends tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. p.m. for our WLUJ listening family of stations, and 8:32 a.m. p.m. for our great Indiana listeners. Have a great day.